turn. Chuck?
Baby is crying.
How about some cereal, honey? Those awful dreams again last night.
I didn't sleep long enough to be dreaming.
I want you to go to the doctor. Find out what's wrong. Will you do that?
I just like to eat my breakfast in peace! Do you think that's possible?
Private John McAlpin, one of the few, the proud, the dead. Last week he wrapped his car around a tree, died on impact.
Drug and alcohol test came back negative. And car shows no evidence of brake steering or any other mechanical failure.
Military's calling it a suicide. They're especially concerned because it's the second one in as many weeks.
Both at the same base?
Yeah, except it's not exactly a base. Flip to the back. The Marines were all stationed at the Folkestone Processing Center in North Carolina. More than 12,000 refugees waiting for asylum from Uncle Sam.
Wasn't there a riot there about a month ago?
Yeah, a 10-year-old boy was killed, but the details of his death were never released.
Why did the military contact us?
They didn't. Mrs. McAlpin contacted the Bureau when the military refused to request to investigate her husband's death further.
She doesn't believe it was suicide.
Yeah. The tree that stopped Private McAlpin's car. State police reported there is graffiti on the bark.
Looks like some kind of ritual symbol.
Most of the refugees at Folkestone are Haitian.
Mrs. McAlpin believes voodoo was behind her husband's death?
Mrs. McAlpin doesn't believe her husband killed himself. She wants to know who did.
Jack used to tell these jokes. Well, they were pretty dumb, I guess. But the way he told them always made me laugh. Then he got transferred to the camp. And nothing was very funny anymore.
Did he ever discuss with you what went on there? What his duties included?
No. He'd just come home angry. Mostly at himself, though sometimes he'd turn it on Luke and me.
Was he ever treated for depression or stress?
No, I tried getting him to talk to someone. Even our minister. But Jack believed in dealing with his own problems.
Did he believe in voodoo?
The Marines, his family, and football pretty much sums up everything Jack believed in.
So when did you first think that his death involved something out of the ordinary?
One of the boys in his squad told me what they found at the accident. And he said it was some kind of voodoo curse. The same one they found on the stool that Puerto Rican boy used to hang himself.
Who told you that?
Harry Dunham. He's from New Orleans, so he's pretty superstitious about that type of thing.
And what about you?
My husband had just died, so I didn't give it much thought either way. Not until Luke dug this up out of his sandbox. I know it sounds crazy, me worrying about all this. The truth is, I'm scared. I'm scared for my child. And I just don't know what to do anymore.
Out here. You need something. Pour vous garder. For perfection. Your lucky charm.
Come on, Mulder.
How much?
5. I mean 10.
I'll give you 5.
Okay.
Let's go, Mulder.
Wait, you should always carry protection. Hold on. There you go.
I'm still not clear. Just what it is you're investigating here.
2 of your men have died in the past 2 weeks, allegedly of self-inflicted injuries.
And I've taken every measure to see it doesn't happen again. I've even flown in the 528th Combat Stress Control Detachment from Camp Lejeune.
But your soldiers aren't in combat.
In some ways, what we're dealing with here is worse.
How so?
We're soldiers. We're not prison guards. We're being asked to police a hostile population of foreigners without the resources to feed or house them. There are bound to be some conflicts.
So your men are getting the brunt of the refugees' frustration?
It's hatred. Plain and simple. They hate us. And all I can do is see that they're processed as efficiently as possible.
Colonel Wharton, a certain ritual sign was found at the scene of both deaths. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Not much. Apparently it's some sort of voodoo, Margie.
But you haven't investigated it as a possibility.
Possibility of what? All I know is voodoo caused a riot in my camp. One night they held some secret ceremony. The next day all hell broke loose.
We understand a refugee was killed, a young boy.
And no one felt that tragedy more deeply than me. Fortunately, I was able to isolate the one responsible for instigating all the trouble.
Who would that be?
His name is Beauvais. Pierre Beauvais. Thinks he's some kind of revolutionary.
Do you think we could speak with him?
If you don't mind listening to his laundry list of complaints.
I'd also like to examine Private McAlpin's body. I have a signed consent from his wife.
Private Dunham will help you both with whatever you need.
The cause of death was no great mystery. That boy was doing 60 when he hit the tree.
So they pronounced him at the scene?
Well, his head was hanging on his shoulders like a broken peony, and he had no respiratory or cardiac functioning. I saw no reason to conduct an autopsy then, I still don't. Well, you can see for yourself. I have a sick joke, is this? Jackson?
Sir?
Who the hell's been in here?
Someone's jabbered with McAlpin's body, and I want to know who.
You're Harry Dunham.
Yes, sir.
You knew Private McAlpin. His wife said you were friends.
We were in the same squad.
Any idea why he might have killed himself?
I can't say, sir.
Can't say or you won't say?
I'll be right here if you need me.
My name is Mulder. I'm with the FBI. I was hoping you could answer some questions about the two U.S. Marines who took their own lives.
It is a terrible shame.
I'm not convinced it's as simple as that.
You do not believe I was involved in this, do you?
How could I be when they keep me locked up in here?
You tell me. These photographs were taken at the sites of both deaths. A shell was found buried under one of the soldiers' homes. Can you tell me about the symbol?
Why? What do you expect to learn from this?
Just the truth. One of the Marines left behind a wife. She's too frightened to even mourn. She deserves some peace of mind.
It is the local wall, the crossroads between the two worlds, the mirror in which a man must confront his true self. These Marines, maybe they didn't like what they saw.
Colonel Wharton says you incited the riot last month.
The country was born on the blood of slaves. Freedom is our most sacred legacy.
Does that mean you'd kill to preserve it?
Wharton will not let us return home, which is all we ask.
Mulder, I need to speak with you.
She's come to tell you the Marine is gone.
How did you know?
It's the spirits. Lord, I warned you.
Somebody stole McAlpin's body and replaced it with what looks like a dog's corpse.
They will only warn you once. After that, no magic can save you.
Come on, Scully. Let's go.
The
So what do you think happened to Private McAlpin?
Somehow Bove must have switched the bodies.
It's quite a trick considering he's been confined for the last month.
Well, then he had somebody else do it.
But you said there was no trace evidence. The security is practically impossible to breach.
Well, I was only suggesting that whoever did it was clever and thorough. I wasn't suggesting that some kind of spirit did it.
Well, just in case.
I believe in covering my bases.
Well, the voodoo only works by instilling fear in its believers. You saw how Bove tried to intimidate me. I'll admit the power of suggestion is considerable, but this is no more magic than a pair of fuzzy dice.
Scully, look out! Hey!
Private McAlpin? He's non-verbal, non-responsive to voice touch or pain. The neurologists suspect he suffered a severe concussion in the crash, resulting in amnesia.
It's a plausible diagnosis, only I'm more interested in how he came back to life.
Well, obviously he never left. Dr. Foyle made a gross mistake when he signed the death certificate. It's not the first time something like that's happened.
Did you get a copy of the blood test?
Yeah. Electrolytes, white and red counts are all normal. Except this is strange. The lab detected trace levels of tetrodotoxin in his blood. That's a poison found in the liver and reproductive organs of pufferfish, a Japanese delicacy.
Only I get the feeling that Private McAlpin didn't frequent too many sushi bars.
You have a theory how it got into his blood?
What do you know about zombies?
Well, I hope you don't intend to tell Robin McAlpin that she married one.
In 1982, a Harvard ethnobotanist named Wade Davis did extensive field research in Haiti on the zombification phenomenon. He analyzed several samples of zombie powder prepared by voodoo priests, and he found tetrodotoxin to be common to all of them.
But Mulder, it's a lethal poison.
No, but in small enough doses, it can cause paralysis and depress cardiorespiratory activities to such a low level that the victim might appear clinically dead.
Well, zombie or not, Jack McAlpin is alive.
Exactly. Which is what makes me wonder about the other Marine who allegedly killed himself.
Why would they bury Private Gutierrez here?
Beat you to it. You're the FBI, aren't you?
Stay.
Yeah.
Easy, Wong.
We've arranged to exhume the body of Manuel Gutierrez.
I prepared to dig as soon as I got the judge's order, but it's too late.
Too late?
Yeah, the body snatchers got there first. I caught him more than a few times right in the act, but it's getting I can't keep up anymore. That's,
why I got this.
Will the police intervene?
Oh, they got their hands full just trying to protect the lives of the living. I'm all these people have to preserve their rest.
These body snatchers, what do they do with the bodies?
They sell them.
To who?
Well, it varies. When a local medical school ran short of cadavers, a rumor had it that the snatchers got $200 a head. But mostly it's the voodoo types who do the buying. A lot of folks in these parts go in for that. With the medicines and the potions and... Yeah, here we are. Look at that. They dug him up right under my nose. How's he supposed to rest in peace like this? They can do what they like with the pigs and the chickens. But this is a desecration. This is uncool.
Mulder.
Look at that.
See what I'm talking about?
Let us take care of this.
Knock yourselves out.
Hey!
Let me be! I didn't do nothing!
Hey, hey,
what did I do?
Maybe
let me
tell
be!
Us.
Let's go!
Maybe I should kiss a few and find out if one is good ear is.
It's
fresh bones. They pay good. But I go there for the frogs. You find the best frogs at the cemetery.
How do you get out of the camp?
I go and then I come back.
What about your parents? Are your parents at the camp?
What about a name?
Chester Bonaparte.
What do you do with the frogs, Chester?
Which one I catch, I get 50 cents.
From who? Who pays you for them?
Beauvais. His magic is the most strong. And even made my fries disappear.
You know, Chester, I got magic, too. And I bet I can make your fries reappear.
Merci.
In a mold, a certain frog species secrete a substance called bufotoxin. It's chemically similar to what we found in Private McAlpin's blood. I think we should ask Beauvais what he's doing with those frogs.
I didn't want to say anything before because I wasn't sure, but I think we're being followed. It's a gray four-door sedan in the parking lot. Keep an eye on Chester.
Out of the car, Private.
You've been following us.
Look, I had to warn you.
You didn't seem too interested in helping us before.
I couldn't talk then, not with Colonel Wharton so close by. And not with him right there.
Stay here, I'll be back.
Chester? He's just a little boy.
No, sir, he is not.
What's going on?
Private Dunham was just about to tell us why we're in danger.
You're putting yourselves into the middle of something you don't understand.
But you do.
Beauvais warned him. He told the colonel he'd take his men one by one unless...
Unless what?
Unless the colonel let his people go back to Haiti. But the colonel... He just had us turn up the heat on all them beatings and all.
Colonel Wharton sanctioned beatings of the refugees?
He ordered it. And worse, the things he is making us do to those people.
Why hasn't anybody stepped forward or filed a complaint?
None of us feel too good about it, ma'am. But you don't join the Marines to feel good.
You said the Beauvais threatened the colonel's men.
He said he'd take their souls.
And you believe he can do that?
Jack McAlpin was my friend, and look what happened to him.
Well, we don't know what happened to him, but there is a medical explanation for his condition.
Back home, an associate of my daddy's, Clyde Jessamine, once crossed a man on some kind of real estate deal. And not 2 weeks passed before Jessamine's daughter took ill with something the doctors couldn't make heads or tails of. All they could do was shoot her full of morphine. The pain was so bad. She died 5 minutes past midnight on her wedding day. And when they did an autopsy to try and figure it out, all they could find was a bunch of snakes squirming around inside her belly.
Sounds like an old wives' tale.
No, ma'am, it's not. You see, I'm the one who was supposed to marry her.
He's telling the truth?
Until I can figure out why he'd lie, yeah.
Well, he's superstitious, and superstition breeds fear. It's what voodoo is all about. It's just as irrational as avoiding a crack in the sidewalk.
Why would he be trying to avoid Chester? Chester! Chester.
Can I get you anything else, sir?
Just get the door.
I'm sorry, I'm having my breakfast.
That's all right, we already ate.
I understand you obtained a court order yesterday to exhume Private Gutierrez.
That's right.
You should know that I filed a complaint with the Justice Department.
His body was missing. Stolen from his coffin, apparently.
Now you see what we're facing here. What kind of barbaric religion would desecrate a grave?
We suspect it was an act of retaliation.
Retaliation?
For your mistreatment of the detainees.
What the hell are you talking about?
Physical abuse of political refugees is a prosecutable crime under international law.
It's Beauvais, isn't it? He's the one you're getting this garbage from. Look, nobody ever said this was a hotel, but it's hardly a concentration camp.
Then there is no official policy of harassment?
If anything, it's my men who are being harassed. The UN, the relief organizations, they're all so busy protecting the rights of these refugees. Nobody's looking out for my men.
We'll let you finish. We don't want your breakfast to get cold.
Left these people no choice but to fight back with the only weapon they have.
I'm sorry, Mulder. There's a big difference between nasty looks and raising the dead.
Not according to Private Dunham.
Ah!
What?
More scare tactics.
Wow.
Let me see that.
No, it's nothing.
I don't think he's in any condition to talk.
That's right, Private. You don't think. You follow orders.
But, sir...
Dismissed. Ouvrez une barrière, pour moi. I want the secret. Maybe you should tell me now. While you can still talk.
In moi, premier bon Dieu.
No, Papa Loa. Your life is in my hands.
Surprised to get your card. I'd assumed our last contact would be our last. Why are you here?
Your investigation is faltering, Agent Mulder.
We've got a renegade Marine who may be violating every human rights provision.
These people have no rights. In 24 hours, all access to Folkestone will be restricted to military personnel. No press, no third-party monitoring.
What about Scully and me?
You'll be called back to Washington on a priority matter.
They're making the camp invisible. Well, why?
In case you haven't noticed, Agent Mulder, the Statue of Liberty is on vacation. The new mandate says if you're not a citizen, you'd better keep out.
Well, why hold them up? Why not just repatriate them?
During our most recent involvement in Haiti, 3 U.S. soldiers took their own lives. Of those men, 2 were under Colonel Warden's command.
You're saying the military is sanctioning Warden's revenge? These people are innocent civilians. Some people in Congress might have a real problem with that.
By the time they get a committee together, it'll be as if none of this ever happened.
No, you don't understand. I've been on hold for half an hour. I'm trying to locate a Private Dunham. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Mulder, I just got through to Dunham's barracks. Mulder? Your door's unlocked. Mulder, listen to this. Dunham's been AWOL since last night. Mulder? Oh, God.
Scully?
Yeah?
I found him wandering around outside. You all right?
Yeah. It's Dunham.
When I found him, he had this in his hand. Recall leaving the hospital?
These past few days, I don't recall much of anything. Except feeling real heavy. Like I'm asleep and I can't wake up.
Do you remember killing Private Dunham?
All I remember is being there, seeing him in all that blood.
Why did you sign the confession?
The private asked, and I apprised him of what you found at the crime scene.
Who else might it have been?
Colonel, can we have a word outside? What exactly did you tell him?
If you're suggesting that I coerce Private Calvin in any way...
I need to know that he signed that confession voluntarily.
Of course he did.
Since his reappearance, has Private McAlpin had any contact with Bavet?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, we'd still like to speak with Bavet.
I'm afraid that's impossible.
Why?
Because he's dead. Last night he cut his wrists with a bed spring. I'll have the reports into your motel, along with the private's confession. Since both matters are being handled internally, I'll assume your business here is finished.
What's wrong?
I'm fine. It's just a headache.
Mulder. Okay, Mrs. McAlpin, we can be there in 15 minutes.
First, I thought I lost him. As if that wasn't hard enough to deal with. Now they're saying he's killed Harry.
He said it himself. He signed a confession.
I don't care. It doesn't make sense. Jack and Harry were friends.
Mrs. McAlpin, you said on the telephone that Private Dunham came here last night. What did he want?
He was on his way to see you.
For what reason?
He wouldn't tell me. He said if anything happened to him. I should give this to you. I told told me not to open it. Luke's been in a mood since Elvis voted. It's almost like he knows what's going on. I'll be right back. It's okay, honey.
That's Beauvais. And Wharton? They must have known each other when Wharton served in Haiti.
When in Rome.
Dunham and Gutierrez both filed complaints against Colonel Wharton. They both cited incidents of abuse, dates, times.
Scully, do this. Check out the name on the dog tags.
Come with me, please. Take the light out of my eyes.
Where's Wharton?
You'll find out soon enough.
He killed Beauvais, and if you know anything about it, you'll be tried as an accessory to murder.
Shut up! Beauvais got what he deserved. After what he did to McAlpin and Gutierrez.
It wasn't Beauvais.
What are you talking about?
Those men were about to testify against Colonel Wharton, so we stopped them before they did.
If you don't believe us, look in the trunk. What's left of Private Gutierrez. Now, where's Beauvais' body?
We buried him this afternoon in the municipal graveyard.
To say, et de la lune.
I'm fine. I'll catch up with you. Just go get Wharton.
fall. On nous de ces tempêtes. McGill Carrefour, c'est une bébé, voici.
Federal agent! Drop the knife, Warden.
Mensa cap protéger moi. Pour moi marcher la nuit.
Drop the knife. Do it.
Someday. Ici, c'est pas pleuvoir. Ce qui fait mal, c'est mal et ouais. He who does evil, evil he will see.
Pablo qui peut affaire, c'est pour mourir. Là, ma pauvre, je tue. Et puis, ma frère, toute famille, moi. Et puis, ma frère, retourne dans le pays, moi. Ma patte avec tout ça qui passe là. Pas que t'es au monde, c'est ma lacaille, moi. Patte.
Here's the passenger manifest you asked for.
Thank you.
They're petitioning to have Beauvais return to Haiti.
Too bad it has to be in a box.
Is this a complete list?
As far as I know.
There was a boy. His name was Bonaparte. Chester Bonaparte?
Sure, Chester. Poor kid. He died 6 weeks ago in that riot.
All returnees, have your papers ready when boarding the vehicle.
This.